The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Army West Point on Saturday, a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, Urban. Regarding JT, is there any element of his game where you need him to, I guess, cut it loose a little bit more, maybe take a couple more chances? Is that at all the discussion with him at this point?
I won't get into our conversations we have because, you know, that's between the quarterback and coach. But, you know, there's areas of offense that we all have to get better at, receivers and obviously quarterback positions. So we have conversations, but I don't share those things.
As far as his aggressiveness, though, out there, where would you sort of rate that? Because you obviously don't want a guy to make a lot of mistakes, but there's times in every game where you want your quarterback and everyone to take a few chances. How would you assess that part of his game at this point?
I think as an offense, we have to be more creative and take more chances. And, you know, if you have to be educated about it. You know, if we hit some of those plays and a couple guys make some, you know, go up and make some of those plays and we hit them, you know, it's obviously a different ball game, but that's the way it is. So that's a good question, and that's one that's being addressed.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, I don't know how much you've gotten to look at Army, but I'm just wondering what just jumps out at you about the way they come at you defensively. I mean, because obviously they've been very good defensively, especially the last year and a half.
Yeah, they have a lot of experience against the service academies when I was at Utah and at Colorado State for all the years, and then all, obviously Notre Dame, we played them quite often. And there's a nice little system that, you know, that the service academies use, and it's the Star Wars or Odd, and they bring it from everywhere, defense, which are very hard to prepare for, and then the wishbone offense, which is very hard to prepare for. And then you put good players in there that play extremely hard, and they're a very good team. And you can see why they, you know, they beat Navy and they're playing at such a high level.
Hey, and one other quick thing. What is the just general message you might have for your defense? I mean, as it heads into this week, about maybe remembering what happened last week but putting it behind them. I mean, what's just sort of your general message for your defense?
Well, just the same, very similar message that's program-wide right now, that we're not playing on all cylinders, and I think we're playing hard. We're not playing necessarily smart. We turned some guys loose in coverage last year, and some guys are stepping outside the defense, trying to make plays and not doing exactly what they're taught to do. So understand that this is a very different week. It's very hard to work on your base fundamentals because this is such a unique offense that every waking moment is going to be spent on preparing for the wishbone. But throughout the next several weeks, you know, it's all about getting better and improving and doing exactly what you're coached to do.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, going back to your days at Florida after a 31-30 loss to Ole Miss in 08, Tim Tebow gave his famous I Promise speech as the leader of the Gators. He backed it up. You went on to win the national championship. Do you see any similar leadership qualities in JT Barrett and believe he can do the same for you guys?
I do, and that's a tall order to place on someone, but that's the respect I have for JT, and I know that there will not be, and if you remember his speech, will not be anybody work harder or push his team harder than what Tim said that day, and he did. And, remains to be seen, but your question is, without question, I do.
And obviously your job is to win games week in and week out, but to win another national championship, I think we all look at it and see that you guys will have to throw the ball successfully. So how do you balance making sure you win each week but also try to improve the passing game?
Exactly what you said. That's, you know, that's the task at hand, and to continue to win games, that's going to be a priority. It has been a priority. Now we need to see the rewards of the priority.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Urban, I know how much respect you have for the military. Army is your opponent this week, but is it different in any way just in how you think of preparing your team playing a service academy compared to a typical opponent?
No, I think you're opening, before you ask the question, the tremendous respect, and but it's a ball game, and you're going to do the very best you can to beat them. But not really. I mean, I think, you know, before and after maybe, but not during the preparation.
I know the power of the unit philosophy is derived from the military. How much, in a general way, have you taken some of your coaching philosophy from military philosophy?
Oh, a high percentage of it. And I, you know, I always tell people that it's the highest possible regard for leadership, highest possible regard for selflessness and teamwork is our United States military. And it's really unchallenged as far as how successful they are, the kind of people they develop. And that's a high majority of what we do is centered on that.
Thanks, Erwin.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Patrick Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Erwin, back in 2014, you guys made some major changes on the defense, you know, going to the rugby-style tackling and whatnot. Do you guys see that you need to do something similar right now, or is it, you know, just as simple as guys growing up and making plays?
I think we're constantly evaluating our pass defense because we've been exposed the last 2 weeks. So there's two things. One, just making sure we're doing the right things, and that's everyday evaluation. And then also making sure these young players getting their first opportunities to play or continue to improve.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Urban, Coach Monken had an interesting quote a while ago on his press conference where he was talking about how, you know, Urban Meyer wants to do a lot of things offensively. I'm just paraphrasing. But, you know, at his core, he's an option coach, you know, just kind of like what Army is to a certain extent. But, you know, what are you seeing about your offense right now that's lacking in that regard? I mean, is it the putting the passing with the running? I mean, just, you know, from that option standpoint.
Well, there's always going to be an element of it. You know, I think option can create big plays. You know, what's missing from our offense is big plays and big hits. And there's two ways to do that, and or really three ways. One's obvious. The obvious is you hand the ball off. You have a great player and you block it, and he pulls a Zeke or a JK or, you know, Mike Weber and breaks a long one because we block the edge for him. The second one is option football, and that's where you get out in space with good athletes. You've seen that over the years. And then the third one is execution of the pass game. And we're working all three, and obviously have to get it better at all three of them. And when you do, this is a, you know, very potent offense, and we're working hard at it.
Thanks, man.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.